Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here, and yes, we have another bonus episode of the podcast today. We have just been super blessed to have several of you guys who are listening to the podcast actually share some devotionals that you guys have written. And so we have another community devotional that I would like to share with you guys on the podcast today. Maybe there will come a time when we're not able to share all of them. But right now, honestly, it's just fun for me to be able to listen to these devotionals that you have created and to be able to share it with everyone else. And so our bonus devotional for today comes from Pastor Terry Nightingale. And Terry is, I believe, from what I saw on the internet, he is a pastor out in Australia, though he's originally from the UK. And so not only does Pastor Terry love the Word of God, but he has a sweet accent that is just music to my American ears. He is also the host of a podcast called 4-Minute Devotionals. And so I'll include a link in the episode description. And as always, if you guys could please give us a follow or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts so other people can find us. If you would like to support the podcast, you can buy me a cup of coffee. Or if you would just like to share your own devotional with the community, I will include links to all of that in the episode description. Also, yesterday I put out an ask if any of you guys are musicians and you have recorded some Christmas music that you'd be willing to let me use on the podcast to sort of increase our Christmas cheer on the podcast, would you send me an email, dailysabbath@gmail.com, and let's talk. And so with all that being said, here is our bonus devotional for today by Pastor Terry Nightingale.
Hi. My name is Terry Nightingale from 4-Minute Devotions, and I'd like to share a message called How to Become Extraordinary. Let me introduce you to an ordinary man. Like you and me, this person knew he was loved by God and he wanted to serve God. But he wasn't a superstar. There were things that he struggled with all his life. But God used him. Here was an ordinary man filled with the Spirit who found his place in God's kingdom, and God used his life for his glory, despite his obvious weaknesses. His name was Timothy, and we first meet him in Acts chapter 16, verses 1 to 5. Paul's faithful co-worker didn't come from a prominent home or influential ancestry. He was perhaps like some of those described by Paul in Corinth, where he writes, "Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth." We find that in 1 Corinthians 1:26. Timothy was probably quietly spoken, perhaps a bit shy, perhaps a bit more than shy. "For this reason," wrote Paul to him years later, "I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." We find that in 2 Timothy 1:7. The Greek word that's translated timid can mean fearful, nervous, lacking in confidence. This man was not a natural leader. At one point in Timothy's life, Paul even felt it necessary to write to the Corinthians, "When Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you." Timothy may also have battled with some health issues, perhaps related to nervousness or anxiety. Even later in life, Paul still writes to him, "Stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses." And yet, despite all of this, look what people said about him. We read in Acts 16, the brothers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. And Paul writes to the Philippian church, Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. So how does an ordinary person become an extraordinary person in the kingdom of God? One who has proved himself. In a nutshell, I think two things. First, Timothy was a man filled with the Spirit. As we read above, Paul reminded him to fan into flame the gift of the Holy Spirit he had received. We may be ordinary, but the Holy Spirit can make us extraordinary. And second, he was faithful. Somewhere along the line, he realized that it's not about being fabulous, it's about being faithful. It's not about being a superstar, it's about being a servant. For this reason, I have sent you Timothy, writes Paul, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He writes this to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4:17. Well, history tells us that Timothy became the pastor of a large church in Ephesus and eventually a bishop. But you know, even as a man of some standing, he died humbly preaching the gospel. In life, he was Paul's closest friend, frequently mentioned in his letters. In death, he was still serving his King, Jesus. An ordinary man became extraordinary in God's kingdom by being faithful and filled with the Spirit.
For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.